You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. This morning, some Michigan House Democrats gathered on the front lawn of the Capitol to explain some new bills that would allow marriage for people who are gay or lesbian. Polls of Michigan citizens indicate a growing number of people say it's time for marriage equality for LGBT folks. About 57% approve. And that's quite a turnaround. Just 9 years ago, the people of Michigan approved a state constitutional amendment specifically banning gay marriage. It passed by nearly 59%. So in the midst of this, we're waiting for decisions on two gay rights issues from the U.S. Supreme Court. To help wade through all of this and what it means is Rick Pluta, Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan Public Radio Network. So, Rick, you were at this morning's news conference. Who's backing these bills and what would they do?
Well, it is the State House Democrats, and there's also similar legislation in the State Senate, also proposed by Democrats. And I think we can safely say that in this environment, since it's Republicans in charge in the House and the Senate, that this legislation is really more about making a point than making a policy. Nevertheless, it's being rolled out as we're waiting for the Supreme Court to rule on same-sex marriage. The wide expectation is that the court will rule narrowly and instead of creating an essential right to marriage, basically leave it to states to do what they will with the question. If that happens, and it is still an if, then that's when all of this would come into play. What Democrats want is for the legislature to basically put gay marriage back on the ballot with a new amendment that would not only reverse the ban on same-sex marriage, recognition of civil unions, denying people a lot of the rights that go along with government recognition of marriage, and also create a specific right to same-sex marriage in the Michigan Constitution. The Speaker of the House has already said that this is a non-starter for him. He says that if this is going to happen, it really ought to be through a citizen-initiated petition drive and not come from the legislature putting it on the ballot, which we should point out that there are plans to launch a petition drive aimed not at next year's election, but at the 2016 ballot when it'll be a presidential year and we would expect higher voter turnout.
Right. And so it's unlikely that these decisions, either by the Supreme Court or that these bills introduced by the House Democrats are going to really tackle some of the larger issues that are not addressed by these, and that things like employment discrimination or housing discrimination. So is this really just the first salvo by the Democrats on this issue, just basically staking out their territory?
Well, yeah, it's like I said, this is about making a point rather than a policy, that we are actually seeing some activities surrounding amending Michigan's civil rights law, which you know, the legislature can do without going to the ballot to include LGBT protections. But that's still some time away. And then the other thing is, even though the Supreme Court will do what the Supreme Court will do, there is still a case in the U.S. District Court in Detroit that deals with Michigan's gay marriage ban. That's in front of Judge Bernard Friedman. And he invited the litigants to do an argument, basically an equal protection argument on Michigan's gay marriage ban. It started out as a case that dealt basically with adoption rights for same-sex couples.
Right, a lesbian couple that wanted to have what they call second parent adoption. That federal judge said he was going to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court.
He said that once the U.S. Supreme Court rules, he will issue a ruling, no more hearings, no more arguments, and do something that comports with whatever the Supreme Court outlines. And it could deal strictly with adoption rights. Judge Friedman could decide to cast a wider net.
I want to ask you about one more thing. One of the Democrats this morning, Representative Sam Singh, was quoted as saying, "This is an opportunity to right a wrong," talking about this package of bills. The Speaker of the House, Republican Jace Bulger, has said he's willing to talk about adding protections for LGBT people under the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, but would have to balance these concerns with people's religious liberties. And the governor says, "This is not on my agenda." What are we supposed to make from all these comments from Lansing?
Well, you know, when we don't say that the phrase not on my agenda is not used by the governor anymore, not since right before. But I mean, what it says is a few things. One of them is that Republicans are treading very lightly on the question of gay rights, that they recognize that public opinion has shifted on that. Yet at the same time, that people who have a serious moral objection to same-sex marriage and same-sex relationships are still a crucial part of the Republican coalition, and they don't want to offend that part of their base. And so what it says is that Republicans and the conservative movement are trying to figure out how they're going to manage this issue going forward.
All right. That's Rick Pluta. He's the Capitol Bureau Chief for Michigan Public Radio Network. Thanks very much, Rick.
Oh, my pleasure, Lester.